sadly go to the Lions. Mildly only had power for some of her appliances last night. It seemed like a weird kind of low voltage thing. Maybe a new Eskom thing, a new novel take on load shedding. It was very, very odd. But not just like plugs versus lights. Like Mildly was saying, she had TV but not stove, which is quite weird. Let's go to the WhatsApp line quickly. Seems like there's some smart people out there in South Africa who know exactly what she's talking about.
Morning, Oaks. How's it going? Robert Joe from Pretoria. Mildly, that is what we call a phase drop. There's enough power in the lines to run your lights, but appliances that pull more power, or what we would call amperes, those appliances obviously do not work.
Okay. Okay. One phase versus three phase is what a lot of people are saying. I didn't do well enough in physics in school to get this far, but like, people know
neither.
What your dude, your physics was. Oh, physics was the one thing I was like, maybe let me get a remark even before I've seen my mark, just in case. And then there's one more voice note from somebody who lives out in a farm, I think they're Vereniging.
Good morning, 5M team. Yes, this is low voltage problem. We stay on a farm down here in Vereniging, and it happens to us a lot. When your lights are so weak, the TV will go on, but as soon as you put the decoder on, everything bombs out. Yeah, so we have it less power than what Marley had last night. She could at least use the TV and Wi-Fi. As is like, you can see everything is like so poor, can't use anything.
Would you guys rather have load shedding on off or low voltage load shedding? If that was a technical possibility. You know what I mean? Like, at least some power for some things versus no power for anything. That's actually quite an interesting dilemma, if that was possibly true. Let us know on the WhatsApp line.